Hi, I'm back. So, what's it like to drive a car that does not use any gasoline? Are you ready for this? Well, the first thing is when you turn the car on. So he gave me the key and I put it in the ignition. And I kind of held my breath. Obviously, it's a lot of hyperbole here. But I just clicked the switch onto the on position. And, well, this is what it sounded like. Nothing. Actually, there was an inaudible little click. You could just hear probably the relay or the power relay coming on. That was it. Then I put the turn signal on and turned the wheel and pushed the accelerator. Whatever, rheostat, I don't whatever they call it. It's obviously not a gas pedal. The battery pedal, I don't know. But I put my foot on the accelerator and pushed. And at first, it was kind of hard. I didn't know how much to push. I didn't want to just lurch, especially if I was on camera. But I gently pushed it, and slowly the car just merged into traffic. And it was, well, I could tell you, within 3 minutes, it felt completely natural because, really, other than the fact that the car makes absolutely no sound, other than the tires running on the pavement, and a slight whine from the controller when you get up into the 30 or 40 kilometer an hour range, which we really didn't running around in downtown Ottawa. It was rather congested that day, well, yesterday. But other than that, there really is no difference. The car, I'd never driven a smart car before, so this was a double whammy for me. It was killing two birds with one stone. I get to experience driving a smart car, a little subcompact that all of you already know that I'm just in love with this little car, and it's electric drive, which again, if there's anything I want on this planet is to drive an electric car and not have to worry about the price of gas or putting in gas or polluting. I know there's all sorts of schools of thought that you're still polluting because, big generating stations, some of them are powered by coal in the States, some of them are powered by other fossil fuels to generate the electricity. But here in At least here in Quebec, most of it is generated by a hydroelectric dam, so it's just water flowing. Yes, there's environmental impacts there too. I understand all this. I'm just trying to say that if everybody did a little bit to reduce our overall footprint, we'd all be better for it, right? Anyway, sorry, I didn't want to turn this into an eco debate. I just wanted to tell you about my drive. So it was wonderful. I even told the guy, and the guy told me at one point, we had a nice long stretch, there was no cars in front of us, and he said, just floor the pedal. So I did, and of course, instant torque, right? That's the thing about electric cars, is you get the full amount of your torque at 0 RPM, which means that the motor gives you the full torque without having to get to a certain RPM, as does a gasoline engine. A gasoline engine will develop its full torque at, whatever, 5 or 6,000 RPM. So you have to wait for the motor to get up there, or the engine to get up there. Whereas an electric motor, it's instantaneous torque. And I felt that punch and that acceleration. The only thing is the production prototype that I was driving had a battery pack made by the company that makes the Tesla electric Roadster. Great battery pack, but just underpowered, unfortunately. And so the car was fine. It accelerated great for the, but I'd be a little bit worried about, say, merging onto a highway with this thing, or say having to do an evasive maneuver. And I even said so in the interview, but he assured me that the battery pack that is going to be in the new model in 2013 has a lot more oomph to it, so the acceleration's a lot better. And you know what? At $27,000, with an $8,000 rebate from the government as an incentive, it's starting to be around, affordable for me. So, stay tuned. I might have more on this next year. Bye, all.